Hello, and welcome to the Mining Minute, your daily roundup of news from the mining world in 10 minutes or less. I'm your host, Chris, and the voice you're hearing is powered by 11 Labs AI voice technology. In today's episode, for Friday, April 26th, we'll revisit the latest news on BHP's takeover bid for Anglo American and the latest updates from recent turmoil in Panama. Up first, BHP recently pitched a $39 billion U.S. dollars takeover bid for Anglo American. However, Anglo declined, stating the offer undervalued their business, especially their lucrative platinum and iron ore segments in South Africa. The bid was £25.08 per share, a mere 14% premium over Anglo's last close, deemed too low by analysts. This rejection not only signals Anglo's strategic intent to focus on long-term growth, particularly in the copper sector, but also underscores the global shift towards renewable energy, where copper is crucial. Amidst this, Elliott Investment Management has acquired nearly $1 billion in Anglo shares, adding a twist to the tale with their history of influencing strategic changes. As the mining world watches, the big question remains, will BHP return with a better offer, or will another player enter the scene? This saga highlights Anglo's determination to control its destiny in a dynamic market. Stay tuned as we continue to track these developments. Next, let's go to Panama, where the government has officially canceled all metal mining concessions under Law 407, a response to intense public protests and environmental concerns. Enacted today, this sweeping move follows controversies, particularly around the $10 billion Cobre Panama copper mine. Numerous companies, including Orla Mining, are gearing up for legal battles, with Orla already signaling arbitration intentions. This decision could set a global precedent in mining policy, balancing economic benefits against environmental and social costs. Earlier this week, First Quantum Minerals chief executive Tristan Pascall said he is hopeful about exporting 121,000 tons of copper concentrate from their Cobre Panama mine after Panama's upcoming elections. This mine, a significant contributor to both the global copper supply and First Quantum's revenue, was shut down last year amid environmental concerns and public protests. With copper trading at a robust $9,772 per metric ton, selling this stockpile could significantly offset the maintenance costs of the idle mine. The timing, according to CEO Pascall, hinges on post-election political developments, suggesting that a change in government could potentially reopen mining operations despite ongoing public resistance. This situation has forced First Quantum into a financial reshuffle, issuing $1 billion in equity and $1.6 billion in corporate debt, while exploring partnerships for its Zambian mines to stabilize finances further. The company's proactive strategy underscores the complexities of mining politics and economics in regions sensitive to environmental issues. First, Quantum shares ended the day up 12%. Stay tuned as we follow how these developments unfold and their impact on the global copper market. Check out our show notes for links to all the articles mentioned in today's roundup.
The information discussed today is not intended to be or construed as investment advice. The Mining Minute and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Consult a professional advisor before making any investment decisions.